In this world, everyone has so many different type of wants, like the food, or the water, or air, or many other things for one's sustenance. But in Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, a pure devotee knows that all these different types of wants that we feel are actually want for Krishna. A pure devotee only seeks the company of Krishna. In this world, we are attracted to so many things. There are so many glittering things of this world which fascinate the conditioned soul and makes him chase after them. Sometimes life after life after life, millions of lives. That hard work the living entity does in order to chase after the mirage of the material world is actually his intense attraction for the all-attractive Krishna. In the material world, the conditioned soul laments in so many different situations that he is suffering in various ways. The suffering is actually the manifestation of one's suffering due to separation from Krishna. This is how a pure devotee can clearly perceive the truth, the truthful state of the heart of every living being. But in conditioned state, one cannot know that these kind of attractions or lamentation or want or need that is felt in one's heart, all these things are actually done in relation to Krishna. A conditioned soul has no eyes to see that. So Srila Prabhupada in one of his cassettes speaks, he says, there should be want of Lord Govinda. Govinda Virahename. Govinda Virahename means one should feel the Govinda want. Only then one can get Krishna. But as long as one has want for this, want for that in this world, and is chasing after these things, then one will never be able to attain the feet of Govinda. So, while chanting the holy name, one should perform this service to Krishna with the proper understanding that Krishna consciousness is worshipping Krishna or serving Krishna or remembering Krishna with the desire to attain Him, with the desire to attain His lotus feet, attain His eternal service. That is the meaning of Krishna consciousness. Doing all activities while maintaining a longing to meet the Lord face to face and render service to Him eternally in the spiritual abode. So if one understands that all this wants and needs and cravings and desires and attractions that I feel in my heart, the lamentations, these are all simply centered around Krishna only. But if I am not able to understand that, it is due to my illusion. If one can think on this point over and over again, then gradually one will be able to see all the fading away illusory objects of this world, and one can brush them aside and develop a genuine attraction for Krishna while chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.